Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. What's cracking, NY? Hey, what's going on in Miami? Hey, New Orleans, we see you out there. It's 8:01 in Louisiana right now. Hey, we are up close and personal tonight with Curtis Edelton. I think that's it. Hopefully I'll pronounce it. I'm pronouncing it correctly. He'll correct me. Curtis Edelton, I believe that's it. Hey, this dude is in partnership with Peter from the Atlanta Housewives. They run that joint out there in the ATL called Bar One. He's coming past to share some of the tricks to the trade. My man is doing parties up and down the East Coast. Got his hands in a lot of things. He's going to jump, help you understand how to jumpstart your own business movement. Hey, dial in 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Real people, real times, real talk. We are Team Hot Radio Live. Right back with Madam Boston and Hot Chocolate. It's 9:02. Okay, Wednesday.
Moving on, you've been in my dreams before now. I couldn't figure out the reason. I kept asking God why, and now I'm receiving abundance of love, and I get it, but never could imagine.
Yeah.
Coming radio live. It is Hump Day Wednesday. What's cracking, everybody? April 3rd. Man, second quarter, 4 months in the month, 4 months in the year. Time waits for no one.
By no means.
Hot chocolate coming to you all the way live out of Plant City, my dear. Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes, people. Happy Hump Day to you. What's up, General?
Charlotte. North Kakalaki brings us Madam CeeLo Boston to the show. Good evening.
Welcome.
Yes. Well,
good evening. Morning time.
Two of my favorite people. What's cracking? Hump Day. Trying to get over the hump.
Yes. I will tell you this. For about 15 minutes today, I thought that I had zoned out for 2 days. I thought it was Friday, and I was like, I could have sworn this morning when I woke up it was Wednesday.
Type of narcotics are you popping?
The good ones, clearly.
Man, listen, you know, my days, they'll be a fog, you know, but I mean, I swear, I had to call somebody, be like, okay, what is today for real? Like, because what happened was, trash day is Friday, right? And I could have sworn I heard a trash truck going up the street. And it, like, kind of threw me off momentarily. And I thought it was Friday. I'm telling you, like, it threw me off for 15 minutes straight. Yeah.
Today being Friday wouldn't be a bad thing, albeit I would have missed a whole day and a half of productivity somewhere.
Yeah, no, I need that. I can't even afford to lose that day. I can't even afford to, 2 days. I cannot afford to lose 2 days out of the week. I need God right now to add 2 days. Give us an eighth and a ninth day, Lord. I mean, because, yeah, it's like way too much to do in a little bit of time. Hey, Think up to our commander-in-chief. Mr. Obama, your swag is all that, brother. Now, Obama today proclaimed that he's giving back 5% of his salary effective immediately, which is about $1,700 a month. Bush ran us in a hole, and he said good riddance. Give it up for Obama. Come on. I mean, we got to give it up for Obama leading the fight. He's leading the fight. He ain't just saying, you know, I want you to do this. He's saying, come on, let's do this. That's right. That's right. Give it up for our president. I love that. I love that, you know, lead the way. Don't just tell me what to do, but show me how to do it. That's the kind of leadership we need in America.
Yes. Absolutely. And I can't think of that would personally do that in his position. No one.
He doesn't have to.
Historical.
But understand this. He can do that because he has so many other revenue streams that he's created for himself through his own gifts and talents. He really doesn't. He could be the president and not even get paid for it and still be fine. That's what they don't understand.
That's what they don't get.
Big up to President Obama, and not only should he, you know, encourage others to make him follow his colleagues in government, the people should mandate that our representation within government does that, specifically congressmen and senators who got a lot of those earmarks that they didn't create it for themselves, that they didn't stash away in a family trust. That's our tax dollars. Get out of here. I digress.
Why the point if people tell them get out there and work, and they don't even work a full year, and they make more than hell, people that I know work 60 hours a week.
Hey, y'all see how we starting this show off tonight? Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, we ready to get it.
Plus the party is open.
We partying all night long while we kick knowledge. We'll be right back. It's 9:10. It's the crew. Back in a minute.
I never thought I'd see the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in a drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told him, take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
Yeah. TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, that was Miguel and All I Want Is You. And I am Madam Boston. And it's Hump Day. Hump Day Wednesday. And I can't believe it's April already.
Already.
January.
It is. I used to hear people say this. That's how you know you're getting old. When, time flies when you start getting old. And I'm like, yo, I mean, time is, like, zooming.
Yes. I was
33. You talk about you lost 2 days. Man, if I felt like I lost 2 days, I would be on, I would be on, like, speed ball right now trying to catch up.
Speed ball.
But that's not really your speed and anyway, so you'd be on extra speedball then.
Right,
exactly. So
like the Jetsons, that pew, pew, pew. Okay, well, look. Speaking of, like, outer space type things, okay, so Michael Jackson's former doctor, Conrad Murray, he was on Anderson Cooper last night. Now, for those of you who have no idea who Conrad Murray is, he was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in 2011 in the death of Michael Jackson. So,
did he bust out and start crying? Oh my God. Oh no. I'm weak right now.
Now, in an effort for Conrad to describe to Anderson Cooper what his childhood was like, Conrad burst out into a song called The Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot. And the lyrics go, I'm so sorry that laddie, he's got no daddy. Wait. I have no toy. I had nothing. I walked destitute for years, but I grew up and my heart has been whole. Okay,
what? He was singing it? No,
he said what he sung was, I'm so sorry for that laddie. He hasn't got a daddy. Okay.
The laddie?
Hold on, but yes. I wish I had the audio.
I have it.
No, if you have, I'm telling you, if we had the audio, this would be so much more hilarious because.
Hold on. If you have somebody got
to upload that before the end of the show.
You got no daddy. So the reason why Conrad Murray, and mind you, this was on the phone from jail.
It was a jailhouse interview?
This is a
jailhouse.
Yes, because he's still in jail. Over the phone. Not even face-to-face, over the phone type joint, right? So he's currently serving 4 years. Okay, so the only reason he's getting FaceTime is because Michael Jackson's mother is suing AEG, the company that produced Michael's last tour.
And that civil trial is coming up. It's coming up soon.
Right. So what's going on is AEG claims that Michael insisted on having, Conrad Murray as his doctor and that he was not their employee. But the mother is saying, nah, y'all had something to do with him being his physician. So that's what the wrongful death trial is about. And that actually began yesterday.
And ladies and gentlemen, I found the audio.
Oh!
Stand by. Stand by for total hilarity.
Hey, well, let's take a break. Come right back. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Thank you. independent. One at a pen, yo, I rate my girl a 20. Looking in your eyes when we sipping on some Henny. Trips overseas, new ones in the Mr. Child. I cherish every moment, every time that she's around. All black, bluey shades, classy as she wanna be. Tell her I'm dropping, she can have me if she wanted me. Things I wanna tell you, my heart stops speaking to my brain, so my mouth doesn't know what to say. Her body, I obey, cause your hips is looking scrumptious. My love will hit you hard like a boxer throwing punches. No copper, she don't want your dollars. Your chick a Reebok, she more like a Skada. $15, the chick your girl wanna be. And she's just that I wanna be.
You look so good.
Lost his mind.
He has a lost it. He doesn't have much left of it. CeeLo, are you weak? She's weak.
Hey, he's crazy.
I'm sick right now.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Unfortunately, I did.
First of all, you would not think that this was a convicted murderer singing the little boy that Santa Claus forgot. Now, if he would have sung that on the stand, this was all the time to sing that song. He should have sung that song on the stand. He wouldn't be in there right now.
Oh, yes, he would.
He'd be getting a
surprise.
Yeah, no, he'd be Baker acted in the state of Florida.
He would get the help that he needs and deserves. Yo, for real. And I'm on medication. Yo, for real. This dude, I don't even do that.
I don't know what.
That's total loss.
I don't even do that. Yes, I don't know. Yes.
On to other entertainment news, it looks like there's a big announcement come down the wire. They're leaving NBC's Tonight Show next spring. The New York Associated Press. And
you're going
BCL
in
West.
And out. You're going in and out. So that it wasn't clear what you just said.
I apologize. Down the pipe. So next spring.
Yeah, you're like choppy. We're hearing like every other word. So I think I'll repeat what you said. I think you just said that it was announced that Jay Leno is leaving the Tonight Show next season. I believe that's what she just said.
Correct, next spring.
Next spring.
Can you hear me better now?
Are you on the telephone?
I'm not.
No, I think it's a phone. Yeah, I think it's just
your
phone.
Yeah. I won't ask my WAC
provider. Yeah, it's going in and out. It's going in and out. Let's take a break. Let's get all of our lines fixed, and we'll be right back. It's a 9:28 PM High Minute Radio Live. Hot chocolate, you know, Boston. See you, Mom.
Got to tell her again, and if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now, girl. I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, you a fan now? Tell them how I ran down to tell your friends how I made you say ooh damn wow.
many, yo, give me so many Rhapsody, them tens and them twenties and fifties are only you. She know that you with it.
Telling me ready, got to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer.
Hollywood Radio Live. That was Sterling Sims with Tell Her. I love
like
that song.
Like that.
Some is fine, Hump Day Wednesday. So, I want to
tell y'all again.
Bueno.
Yeah, I'm going to try time with the information about Jay Leno set to leave.
We can't hear anything you're saying.
Oh, no. All right. He's leaving. That's all I can say, right?
Okay. Yes, and he's who's leaving?
Who's leaving?
That's
Jay
the part we can't hear. Jay Leno. Oh, so they're gonna
got it.
Again. Okay, so they're doing this to him again. So I'm wondering that if the ratings go down again, if they're gonna try to bring him back again.
Well, Jimmy Fallon is set to take his place.
Good choice.
Okay.
I like to see Jimmy Fallon earlier than he's going right now. That's a good choice.
Yeah, I could go for that. But then he'll be up against who? Letterman. Yeah.
He'll beat him.
Yeah, he will.
And then they have what's the other guy's name? Not Conan, but I like Conan actually. But it's the new guy. He's like a British guy, older gentleman. I can't. He's Irish. I'm not talking British. He's Irish.
He's not on at night.
Yes, he is.
I don't know what that is.
Somebody, Craig.
Jimmy, are you talking about Jimmy? Jimmy something. Jimmy K.
No. I'm talking about
Jimmy. That's
name
Jimmy
is
Kimmel. I thought you were talking about Jimmy Kimmel.
No, Jimmy Kimmel is the one who has the roots on. We're destroying him.
That's
mind.
Jimmy Fallon. That's Jimmy Fallon. What?
Okay, you're right.
Jimmy Fallon.
Give up.
Okay, moving right along.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, I wanted to know for the people, because Tyler Perry's new movie, Temptation, it got a lot of press. Most of the cast got interviews on almost every station. And so I want to know, for the people that did see the movie, did it live up to the hype? I haven't made it out yet, but I'm not.
I didn't see the hype. I didn't feed into the hype. I was actually running errands on Saturday morning, and where I was, there was a movie theater. I saw the sign. I had saw a couple of commercials that made me really interested, and so I was like, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, I wonder is it playing. It was for $6, half price, your boy is there.
Okay. Well, for those
but
of you
I thought it was a good flick. I thought it was a good flick, though. I thought it was real, and I think that happens every day. It's sad,
right.
It's unfortunate, but if you look at the statistics, specifically amongst older people who are getting it in, like Bunny Rabbit, HIV and AIDS, you know, like, I mean, at high rates, it's real.
Right. Now, and the thing is that what people see, I mean, because it is called, you know, Temptation, the Confessions of a Marriage Counselor. So, you know, that sounds good that it played to, you know, that it was real life. That this does happen every day, and it's not just someone's, I wish this is what would happen, you know, which is usually what movies are about. So I'm looking forward to going to see it. But like I said, I'm not an avid movie goer. I don't like the crowd, so, you know, I usually catch it on the box or DVD or something, you know.
Well, I know that Tyler was very specific in his purpose for producing this film, just based on an interview excerpt that I actually listened to. From the characters, you know, he had young characters because he wanted, you know, young people really to pay attention to this movie, because we're really the ones that are superficial and who are ignorant, you know, and we want everything, you know, microwave. You know, we want it right now, instant. We don't really understand the struggle. And so he used young characters to help to draw us. Now, I'm
right.
not sure there's enough marketing, you know, out there targeting, you know, that younger audience. You got Brandy in the movie. You know, you got a lot of young people. You got Vanessa Williams, even for, you know, the 40, you know, 50-something. That's not that old. Really, they should look at it. Because, again, HIV and AIDS is serious right now amongst 50, 60-year-olds, which is crazy.
Well, I mean, but that comes into about the time frame that AIDS really, like, spread. Like, it was an epidemic, was about the 80s. So that's about right, because they would have been in their 20s.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and the thing is that, and I was just saying this to a friend of mine the other day, a lot of people don't go, especially in our community, don't go to the doctor as much, even when we do get health insurance, because we're so used to not going. You know, drinking the chamomile tea or eating the salt or baking soda or whatever it is that the concoction calls for, you know. And
I don't know what chamomile is, and I ain't never ate no baking soda.
Chamomile tea? You've never heard of chamomile tea?
What is that?
It's a tea that everybody drinks besides you, I guess.
Okay.
Honestly, it's a remedy for darn near everything. If you have an upset stomach, drink it. If you need help relax.
Oh, that's like that tough, that tussin.
Exactly.
That's like that. Okay.
Exactly. Except for you okay. add water to it, and you know, and you want it hot. You can put honey in it or put sugar in it.
It'll heal the sick and scrub the floor. I get it.
Exactly.
I get it.
Okay. I put it in the plant sometimes too. I've been putting it in.
Hey, we about to rock out for y'all. It's 9:36. It's the crew. TMI Radio Live.
Pessimism is all that you know, cause every brother she go with always pick up and go. I've been trying to show you something, got a different approach. Try to give me your heart, try to get you the globe. How the world, baby girl, live it up, you deserve. Every time she catch feelings, she go throw away the gloves. We go together, break up, we go together, break up. Ain't this an insecure bitch, meaning we love to make up. When we good, started, we on there, make love. But if I call you out your name, I bet you ready to... You say you ready, you ain't ready enough. Cause when it's all running your life, you be ready to get up. This is her, this is her, this is it, this is it. Sabotage love, tryna fit, tryna fit. She the shit, she the one. She got cold feet, my lover, be the sun, get it down. This is her, this is her, this is it, this is it. Sabotage love, tryna fit, tryna fit. She the shit, she the one. She got cold feet, my lover, be the sun, get it down. Yeah. type of plane, it's propelling my buzz. I'm trying to make a way, she never called back. She trying to fall back, she say I'm all that. She only love me when I be ignored. When I be throwing it on, the shawty brushing me off. I swear, I kinda feel like she's slightly bizarre. Sabotage all the time, having me avatar. Blue ball, who fought mine only cause it's take around. She leave before the sun, I'm leaving something to think about. Yeah, and this is something to think about. Why people want you single every time that you got a spouse. It make it hard to be faithful, knowing I can go wherever and get 8 more, 10 more, depending on where I lay gone. Fuck it, I got a few more now that my hair long. It's weird, shorty, your way showing me dead wrong. You gone, it's a good thing, and I'm bitter alone. Shit ain't better alone. I get it once, I bet you keep coming back for more. 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 Keep coming back for more.
My girl likes the
sabotage love counterfeit. She the shit. She the one. She need now. She ain't never needed love. Let her go. Let her leave. This is something that can never ever be. Set her heart in a cage. Cause if you never love, you can never hate. Marinate. Work. 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 Work.
Welcome back. That was Wale and Lloyd, Sabotage. That's a pretty dope song. Wale's going to have a nice little run, I'm telling you. I'll give him another 3 years, you know.
That's a nice little run? 3 years, that's it?
Yeah, because Maybach isn't going to last that long. Now, the artists, they're going to hit a rebound point. Watch.
I don't know. I think Wale is actually one of the better artists on MMG. That's just my personal opinion.
But if talent ran these, I mean, if talent got these artists where they really needed to be and kept them there, then I would totally agree with you. I just think that the politics of it will set them back.
Could be. Know? Shout out MMG anyway.
Yes, because they do come out some dope, you know, they got some dope artists. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, their talent has nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
it's
true.
It's going to be the politics of the game in the industry.
Rosé.
Okay. And speaking of game.
Yes, okay. Definitely.
9:45?
Yep.
On what side?
On the B side, and we also wanted to talk about the movie coming up about Jackie Robinson called 42, directed by Brian I can never say his last name right. Helgeland.
Hey, you know, recently our wonderful, beautiful, marvelous First Lady actually presented Jackie Robinson's wife, who's 90 years old. She looks amazing, with an award at the White House for her achievements, which I thought was like the coolest, and in celebration of the movie 42, Brooklyn's finest. Go check it out, Jackie Robinson. Brooklyn!
Okay.
No doubt. Big up to his wife. Still looking good. Hey, money make you right, boy.
That's
stay around for a minute.
Okay.
90. Wow.
Or at least being solid with yourself or something. We need to ask her what she does. But just like Cicely Tyson,
right.
She looks awesome, and she's like almost 80, right?
Yeah, which is crazy.
She was really good. I wouldn't even pay her to be in her 70s.
No, she looks
just
good.
Yeah.
But they say black don't crack.
Okay.
That's what they say, though.
Well, on other movie news, Free Angela Davis documentary, that's coming out in select theaters. And, yes, it is going to be in theaters, people. It's going to be in theaters, I think it's April 27th. That's what I heard this morning. April 27th. Because Jada Pinkett is actually one of the executive producers of the film. Herself and Tasha Smith's twin sister. I want to say her name is.
Who is Tasha Smith's twin sister? What?
Her twin sister. Her name is like something like Cydia Smith. I know
Cydia.
I'm pronouncing her last. Yeah. There you go. She brought the project to Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jada Pinkett has a brilliant mind.
Yes.
Yeah, she does.
Yes, she does. And she's behind the movement to stop child slavery and to intervene on, the trafficking, that's the word I was looking for, the child sex slave trafficking.
Right.
And what's crazy is her daughter, who was at the time, she said, was 11, she came to her and told her mother that, they're little girls my age being sold for sex, and they're being brought into the country. And so she checked it out, and, that's another project that she had gotten behind. She was also on a Katie Couric show, last week, talking about that. So Jada Pinkett Smith is really busy.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are right, T. She does have a brilliant mind. She has a
brilliant
very
mind.
Open business mind, and being
Absolutely.
Open to new things and thinking outside of the box is always one thing that's going to keep her successful.
Yeah.
Right.
And we ought to just take a lesson from her playbook, because you just said it. Open to business.
Right.
Open to things that are contrary to what you know, what you think, what you feel, what you've seen, what you've heard. We got to get to a point where we flush all that we think we know down the toilet, because
right.
It's a new day. It's a new day.
Yes.
All that
yes.
old stuff that our mamas and our mothers and our fathers taught us. we gotta rethink. We're living in
yeah.
an age of technology. They didn't know anything about technology, and really, they were going off of what they were told, which was a damn lie.
Exactly,
yeah.
And so they passed that down, and so
and
then
we've
that's
been perpetuating that lie for a long
right.
time. So,
right.
Hey, be open. Be open to new things, new concepts, new people, people that don't look like you, don't talk like you, don't smell like you, but well, maybe
right.
maybe not smell like you.
Yeah, we got to talk to
people that don't think like you. Because let me tell you, I smelled something recently that smelled like they hadn't taken a bath. But they were a businessman. Guess what? I think it was cultural. It was cultural.
Right.
Do you
I was
feel me?
Ask you, like,
so for me,
yeah.
I had, hey,
yeah.
I had to pull it together and not be disrespectful. I'm like, you stink. And I'm like, Jesus.
Wow. I mean,
that's a lot, Yoda. But if we all followed the same way, we would all smell the same, and we wouldn't even notice it.
But I want to understand
It's the deodorant. It's the deodorant and the idea that this is the reality. And so what? And I'm psychic, y'all. We so cool. I know we already know what we're gonna say and ask. What Hataka was about to ask is, what is it within the religion or the culture that prevents them from putting on deodorant? And it's the chemicals that's in the deodorant that
right.
realize that. But when we put on deodorant to keep us from perspiring, what happens is the deodorant really gets into your bloodstream. And they don't believe in putting on things like fragrances and detergents type that are going to get into your system. It's not natural to them. They say natural is the best way. I say funky is never the way. Okay?
You
never.
Know what? My thing is
all
you can
pheromones
really
don't smell
wash
good.
With water and not come out stinking. I mean, I don't, you know. But then, you know what, though? It also comes down to what you eat because that comes out of your pores as well.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
You know, those
and
are
so
things that
good.
Have to be thought about.
You know, and again, but the whole point, we got to be open. We got to be diverse. We got to be open to things outside of what we know. And that's the hardest, scariest thing for people to do.
Well, because it forces you to be honest with yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, first and foremost. Before you even deal with other people.
No, no. And we're going to get into another jam before we get up out of here. It's 9:52. Y'all know check us in this cypher at 9 p.m. I want you to join us at 9 a.m. 9 p.m. Friday. Mm-hmm. Hey, we'll be right back.
I ain't going to be up.
PM Holler Radio. We know your ass ain't getting up until 8:56.
Hey.
Jimmy Choo, but even in sweatpants, I rock 'em better than you. I'm $1 million baby,
hey.
Making cats go wild. Legendary lady with class and style. Put some clothes on, baby.
Hey.
Follow my lead. If you're tired of the same old, why don't you holler at me?
Yes, yes, and we are back, TM Hyman Live. It is 9:57 here in Itty Bitty Plant City. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston out of Charlotte, TM Hyman, the General, Tampa, Florida. And before we wrap it up, we just want to give a shout-out to Louisville basketball player Kevin Ware. We are praying for you, young man. You are in our thoughts. Your entire team is going to go out there. They're going to do their thing for you. Just focus on your rehab, get better, and we wish you the best.
That child needs to, yes, he does need to sit down somewhere because he's trying to go every, he's trying to stay up with them. He was out of the hospital the next day to be around his teammates, which is awesome, but he's young and he can do that, I guess.
I think he's okay enough to do that as far as supporting the team, but I do think that his rehab is ultimately important. So, like, as soon as the game is over, you need to jump on that.
And as soon as those, that pain medication start to wear off, he gonna sit down somewhere.
Oh yeah,
I
real
was
quick.
Up too after my surgery, and they opened my neck up.
Yeah, that one pain will hit him. He'll sit down. Or like my grandmama used to say, sat down.
Okay. Retch around.
Yeah. So any last thoughts, comments, information?
Whatever you do, do it well. And see you on Friday. Uh-huh.
For the Friday night cycle, that's right.
Yum, 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 yum.
And we are still looking for new music. We had one of our guests tell us that we were playing outdated music. We needed to play something more and up to date. But remember, people, TM Hyman Live Radio is about breaking new artists. So if you want to send us your music, send it to TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com or hotchocolate757@gmail.com. We'll run it, we'll play it at least once. At least once.
And yes, and you can also contact me at madamboston@hotmail.com. Don't send me nothing stupid, though. But,
yes,
you know, I'll try to respond in a timely manner.
we'll play it, and we'll let our listeners decide if it's stupid or not. There we go. Shout out, Lil Nancy. Shout out, Lil Nancy.
You know what? You got to renegotiate our friendship contract.
No way.
You play too much.
We'll see you Friday night, 9 p.m. right here for the Friday Night Cypher. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. That is Madam CeeLo Boston. He is T.M. Hyman, and we are out. Love you, people.
TM Hyman Live, 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 TM Hyman Live,